everybody has pretty much the same thing. Well, it was the same way here in the early days. Everybody had just about the same thing, and mm-hmm. we didn't really expect to have a lot of things, just so you were comfortable and
yeah, it's just something you had to have to live.
That's right. If you had, if everybody was well and you had enough to eat and clothes to keep you warm, everybody was satisfied. It wasn't dog eat dog like it is anymore. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't dishonesty that there is. Or I suppose if the country hadn't been set up, I know after it did begin to set up, things happened that I didn't suppose a human being would ever do. We just was out here like coyotes with prairie dogs and things like that didn't happen around us, and we just didn't know that there was that kind of people in the world.
Yeah. They were there, but they were back in the city.
That they were. Uh-huh. Yes, I think human nature hasn't changed since time began. And human nature is pretty much the same now that it was way back. Hasn't changed a whole lot. But we just didn't know about it out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about your barn. Did you have one of those vehicles with one wheel in front and handles to carry things?
No, mercy.
Were they wheelbarrows? At all?
No. I don't ever remember having anything like that. Well, we just didn't have much to carry.
Uh-huh.
Now, and the thing we did have to carry, we put on a saddle horse and tied it behind the saddle. And uh-huh. I can remember a family that moved down here from by Englewood Oil Fields, that he would go off and leave his family for weeks at a time, and he met off that time, and when the boys come over to see if his mother had wanted to buy a mockingbird. She had a tame mockingbird, the sweetest singing thing. And mother had tried to buy it from his old field, and she just wouldn't sell him at all. And Frank came over to us the morning, and he said, Mrs. Oldfield said to tell Mother that she would sell her mockingbird for some flour. And Mother said, now Frank, I know your mother don't want to sell that bird. She said, I'll send her the flour. And he started crying, and he was a boy, I expect 12 years old. I don't remember now how long it had been since they had had anything to eat. Their old cow had gone dry. And he said, we're all hungry. And he said, Eunice and Lucy and Dale's all crying. They're hungry. So Mother, Fold and I saddled a horse. And I had a sack of flour on the back of my horse and some sugar tied onto the horn. I remember that. And Folt had a ham and some black-eyed peas. They loved them more than anything. And Mother had a sack of black-eyed peas tied behind Folt's saddle. And she sent her sugar and coffee. And sure enough, when we got over there, they lived, just lived about 2 miles from us. Every one of those youngins was crying. They were hungry.
Santa Claus has come, huh?
Yes, but you know, she wouldn't let us unload that stuff unless we'd take that bird back to Mother.
Oh, my goodness.
She didn't. No, sir. She didn't. She wouldn't take a bit of it, even with them youngins crying there because they were hungry. And had a lot of little youngins. They were just little fellers.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, my, that old man. He would go to Englewood and bum off. In those days, if you went to a man's house, as long as you had nerve enough to stay, you were welcome.
Uh-huh.
And nothing thought about paying board or anything like that. Well, he would go off and live off the fat of the land and just leave his family to get along the best they could. And I think Mrs. Oldfield said that Old Blue, that was the old cow, wasn't dry when he left, and until she went dry, they lived off of that milk.
Mm-hmm.
Drank that milk after her flour ran out.
Mm-hmm.
The poor old soul.
Did they come out all right eventually, or did they just
yes.
move away?
They moved away, but she's still living out at Las Vegas in New Mexico. That old lady is still alive, and she must be 95 if she's a minute.
Yes, it didn't hurt her, huh?
No, I guess not. But after they left here, they sold her place up here. And how she ever got hold of the money, I don't know, but she did. And bought her little place out there. Well, on this building alone, she borrowed money and built another house. Well, she just got well to do before she got so old she couldn't manage her business. And I've always been so glad because she was a good old soul as ever lived in the world.
Just let the old man go borrow someplace if he wants to.
But she kept him till he died.
Huh.
She kept him till he died and took care of him. But she had a few days peace after he went on. He'd been dead for 10, 15 years. So she got a little piece.
Mm-hmm. What did your dad use to sharpen his sickles and things?
An old grindstone. Oh, I turned the things of the world look like.